Good morning. Today is March 3rd, 2020. It's approximately 9 a.m. And our first case will be docket number 1200129, Julian Lanzamaki. Will anybody here for this case please come up to the microphones, the appellant here and the city here. And have a seat.
I did need to submit some photographs that I guess did not go through in an email.
We'll take those now. You can just hand those to the guard. Actually, hand them to the guard. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman, and this hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for you and other members of the public to listen to unless you have a strong objection. Did you receive some other papers besides the ones that you submitted to us today through the website?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to click on your name there. Mm-hmm. And do you see a bunch of exhibits there?
Yes.
Okay. The first one I'd like you to look at is the one that says Statement of Rights and Procedures, and I think it's listed as Exhibit 6 there.
Yes.
And if you just read through that and then let me know when you're done. Thank you. And do you have any questions about your hearing rights?
No.
Okay. I am a neutral decision maker. I don't work for the Bureau of Transportation. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we're charged with reviewing the decision of other cities' employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the code was complied with, and that would be met if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not in this forum.
Okay.
This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. The decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits, and when I'm done, I'm going to ask you if you have any objection to any of them coming into the record. And that coming to the record means, doesn't necessarily mean you agree with what they say. It means that they pertain to the case and I can use them. And if you disagree in your testimony with what any of the exhibits say, you can tell me.
Okay.
So we have your rental agreement. We have temporary no parking signs, and I think that's a photograph, and another sign on a different street. I did send you and the city an email saying that I could not see the format of the photographs, and you have now submitted those. And so I'm just going to take a quick look at those. And thank you for doing that. We have your request for hearing. We have what's called a tow desk report. And if you want to see any of these, you can just click on the exhibit number. I'm now at exhibit 5, which is your original hearing notice.
Mm-hmm.
6, which you just looked at, your statement of rights. 7, the revised hearing notice. 8 is a police report. 9 says TVR. I'm going to click on that myself to see what that is. Tow vehicle report. Ten, the exhibit from me, and now I'm going to admit your photographs, which will be group exhibit 11. Any objection to any of the other documents coming into the record?
No.
Okay, all the exhibits are admitted. Please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so and then state and spell your full name.
I do. My name is Julian Lanzamaki, J-U-L-I-A-N, L-A-H-D-E-S-M-A-K-I.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask you to tell me why you think the tow was invalid.
Okay. I was towed on the 17th of February from in front of my building, where there was temporary no parking signs posted. They were posted about 3 or 4 days prior to the incident, and they stated that there's no parking from the 18th through, I think, the 29th, and I was towed on the 17th. There were signs on the next street over, which started on the 17th for the no parking.
And where, when you refer to the next block, which street was that?
That would be on Gleason, in between Park and 9th.
And you were towed specifically from where?
On Park Avenue.
Thank you. The photographs that I just admitted, when were those taken?
The day of the towing.
And this is the spot where you were towed from?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, and I don't think we have your mailing address, which we need. So you can tell the clerk after if you don't want to put it on the record. Thank
okay.
you. Just see if I have any questions for you. And I don't have any questions for you, so I'm just going to read whatever is on the Portland Police Bureau report that's pertinent into the record.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows that the incident was Northwest Gleason Street / Northwest Park Avenue. It doesn't give an exact address. It says the offense is impound space VEH hyphen POL, which I assume means vehicle. Police tow other. Gives a license plate number, VIN number, the fact that it's a Volkswagen Jetta. Did you receive a citation for that?
I did.
Okay, so it looks like there's a citation there. And that's about all I see. And obviously there's no one here from the police bureau to ask questions of. So at this point, I'll just ask if there's anything you'd like to add before we close. And I'm not going to make a decision today. I'm going to take it under advisement, which means I'll be sending you something written in the mail.
Okay, I have nothing to add.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in today to tell me about the case and to get a fuller picture of what happened, such as it is. And I'll be sending you a written decision in about a week.
Okay.
Thank you, and this will conclude the hearing.
All right, thank you.
Record.